I've got an interesting email, which I'm just going to read here, because, in fact, it's not a question. It was more of a wow, this is amazing. And I want to get you guys' sort of response to this. This is actually from Eric, Eric Moser, and his brother Robert Moser. Eric's in Menomonee Falls, WI, and Robert's in Boston, in Massachusetts. And they have said, the molecules in a single drop of water diluted evenly throughout the Earth's oceans would result in a density of one molecule per litre of seawater. So in other words, if you made one little drop of water go into the sea somewhere, given enough time, all there's enough molecules in that one drop to spread out across the whole oceans, the whole of the Earth's oceans, so there was one drop in each litre. And they've asked me to check the math, so you can check with me and tell me if I'm right here. So this is what they did. They said, there are about 24,000 droplets in 1 litre. Now, that's right, because I've checked that, and that gives you a droplet volume of about 0.03 centimetres cubed. So that's about right. The relative molecular mass of water is 18 grams per mole. OK, now a mole is the number of molecules, is the weight. If you have one mole of something, then it means that that is the... If you take the one mole of something, it's the mass in grams of the molecule in one mole. So that's that you need that to calculate the next bit of the equation. So they said in 1 litre, there must be 1,000 divided by 18 moles, because the molecular mass of water is 18. Now, we know from Avogadro's constant that there are 6.022 times 10 to the 23 molecules in a mole of something. So that means that in a litre of water, there must be 1,000 divided by 18 times 6.022 times 10 to the power of 23 molecules in a litre. And that means per droplet, you have to divide that number by 24,000, because we've already said there are 24,000 droplets in a litre. Now, that means that there must be 1.39 times 10 to the 21 molecules of water in an individual droplet of water, which is an amazing number of molecules, isn't it, when you think about it? They've said the volume of the Earth's oceans is 1.37 times 10 to the 9 cubic kilometres. That's a reasonably well-understood figure. And if you need to convert that into, initially, metres cubed, you have to times it by 1,000 cubed, because there's 1,000 metres in a kilometre, so that's times it by 10 to the power of 9. And then to turn that into litres, you've got to times it by 1,000 cubed again, so that's 10 to the power of 12. So that means that there are, on Earth, 1.37 times 10 to the 21 litres. Now, that's nearly the same number as there are molecules in the droplet of water. So if you dive one into the other, you have almost one molecule of water per litre of water on Earth, which is, I think, really quite amazing.
It's pretty impressive. I remember my chemistry teacher telling me something like that, but I wasn't really paying attention at the time.
Well, look, tell us, Kat, now...